Bob O'Reilly, The Who, taking its name from a couple of different people. First of all, Pete Townsend's spiritual guru, Meher Baba, and the avant-garde composer known as Terry Riley. What do you get? The opening track from Who's Next? 1971, which we're covering it right now in its entirety for vinyl selection. It's The Who. And ironically enough, and this was completely unintentional, it was released on this day in 1971, on this day in the UK, a couple weeks earlier for in the US. This is the fifth studio album by The Who, and it was weird how it came together. It wasn't supposed to be a studio album. It was supposed to be a kind of a multimedia project. Think The Wall, the film for The Wall. It was a follow-up to Tommy, which was a massively successful album by The Who previous to this. And this was going to kind of be a rock opera follow-up to that. It just became too complicated to make, and it fell apart eventually, causing Pete Townsend to go into a near nervous breakdown. But the songs and the material was so great, it ultimately just fit better for a studio album, and that's what it did. We'll talk more about it coming up, but here is Bargain. Bargain, The Who, from Who's Next, spinning it in its entirety right now, vinyl selection right here on 106.9 The Eagle. And I like to touch on the album cover every weekend because it's fun to see how album covers came to be, especially, you know, one as iconic as this one. It's four members of The Who walking away from this big slab of concrete in the middle of nowhere after they just peed on it. Simple as that. Inspiration comes from the craziest things. They were actually on the way back to London from a show where they found this big slab of concrete in the middle of a mining site. They decided to get out. Fortunately, they had Ethan Russell with them. He's a very famous photographer. Actually photographed the Beatles last time as a foursome. I started taking pictures at Pete Townsend, all of a sudden started urinating on this piece of concrete. And he decided, how about the four of you do that? And I'll get you walking away after you pee on it. Funny thing is, the other three members couldn't go. So Pete Townsend, that is really pee on the concrete. The other three, water from a water bottle. Take a look at it. It's The Who, keeping it going. Love ain't for keeping. The Who, Love Ain't For Keeping, from the album Who's Next? Fifth studio album by The Who, covering it all, open to close, right now, vinyl selection. Ricky Aaron, your host. Appreciate you hanging out. And I mentioned previously that this album was originally kind of a brainchild of Pete Townsend. It was supposed to be a follow-up to Tommy, which is a massively successful studio album. And this was going to be kind of like a rock opera multimedia project. It was tricky to put together. You know, he had all these great songs, and it was just problem after problem. And then ultimately, that project just collapsed under its own weight, the weight being the complexity of it all. The band was kind of in hiatus at that point. Roger Daltrey actually said that we were never nearer to breaking up than we were in that moment prior to Who's Next release. Fans actually were aware of this, and they were left with a lot of questions. The main question being, what's next? Well, that was quickly answered with Who's Next? Keeping it going, My Wife. The song is over. The Who, 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station, vinyl selection. Spinning the entire Who's Next album by The Who, 1971. One of the greatest albums of all time, if you ask most people. Actually, a top 25 album, according to Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums Ever, which is pretty good to most standards, I would imagine. I mentioned some of the issues that came about in the early stages of this album's development. Originally a different concept altogether, a rock opera project known as Lifehouse. Well, that fell apart. All this great material and all these great songs had to go somewhere. Well, Pete didn't want to just abandon them altogether. Thought it was great to turn it, or a good idea anyways, to turn it into a studio album. And initially, they were going to record this album in New York with Kit Lambert, longtime producer, running things. According to Townsend anyway, he was a lot of issues with substance abuse. He was actually doing a lot of weird things around the studio, holding up signs that said, good job and keep it up. All the usual stuff that would freak you out while you're trying to work. Ultimately, they would end up going back to Olympic Studios in the UK with Glenn Johns running things, and that ultimately ended up being a fantastic decision. And they wrapped up this album, keeping it going, with Getting In Tune. Getting In Tune, 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station, spinning the entire 1971 Who's Next album by The Who. one of the greatest albums of all time. And his next song, actually, frontman for The Who, Roger Daltrey, not taking part in the recording. Leaving it to the power trio of John Entwistle on bass, Keith Moon on drums, one of the greatest drummers of all time. Me personally, he is the greatest, but that varies person to person. And then, of course, you have Pete Townsend himself, lead vocals, guitar, and the synthesizers, which the synthesizers played heavily on this album, and I love the way Pete talked about how he brought the synthesizers to the forefront for this record. We'll talk more about that coming up. Here's Going Mobile. Going Mobile, The Who, 106.9 The Eagle. Yes, it is Vinyl Selection. My name is Ricky Aaron. Spinning that entire album, open to close, keeping it going here. I touched on synthesizers a few minutes ago, and that's very important for this album. One of the aspects of this album that probably shines the most is the synthesizers. Look at the songs like the opening track, Babo O'Reilly, or Bargain, or even the next song, which I'll be playing in a couple of minutes, one of the greatest songs of all time. Really beaming with synthesizers, epic sound that Pete Townsend really enjoys. Actually, he said, I like synthesizers because they bring into my hands things that aren't in my hands. The sound of the orchestra, French horns, strings. You press a switch and it plays it back at double speed. Keeping it going here behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like.
Blue Eyes. Yes, it is behind Blue Eyes, The Who. Who's next? Vinyl Selection, spinning the entire album. Open to close, 1971. Getting ready to wrap it up here with the closing track. It's interesting. Everything that I've talked about, how this entire album, how it began as kind of a concept of a rock opera project to follow up a massively successful studio album in Tommy. Then that falling apart and Pete Townsend being left with all this material, all these songs he wrote, and then the decision to turn that into a studio album. This next track was supposed to be the closer for that project, and it ultimately ended up being the closer for the album. And I mentioned a few minutes ago the synthesizers and how big of a part they play in the entire record, and in almost specifically, or at least above the rest, this song. It's a song about a revolution, and the synthesizer represents that revolution. It builds and builds and builds as the uprising to a revolution starts. The synthesizer building and getting ready to begin, and then coming back at the end when a new revolution is starting to begin. And I think the very end is even better when you top it off with one of the best screams of all time in Roger Daltrey. It's Won't Get Fooled Again, Vinyl Selection, The Who. Who's next? Appreciate you hanging out, making us a part of your evening. I'll do it all over again next week with a different album right here on 106.9 The Eagle.